Kuwaitis voted today in parliamentary elections that could substantially change the legislative body of the tiny oil-rich Gulf Emirate following electoral reforms to reduce corruption and vote buying. Vanessa Greco has this report.
The elections come after Kuwait's ruler dissolved parliament in March in the wake of an increasingly acrimonious relationship between the cabinet appointed by the ruler and the 50-man legislative body. The hope is that the new parliament will be more representative and be able to better work with the government's ministers. Part of the big change in Kuwait's politics is the role of women, who starting in 2005 can now run for office. While none were elected in the 2006 contest, hopes are high this time around for the 27 women vying for office together with 248 men. What may make this new parliament different, however, is the reduction of electoral districts from 25 to just 5 to defeat attempts at vote buying. The election Saturday will be the first in the country under the new rules, which were pushed through after widespread protests in the country. One of the key political issues has been what to do with the soaring revenue the government is enjoying from record oil prices. Many candidates are pushing the government to use the influx of cash to pay off the consumer debt of Kuwaiti citizens. But the cabinet had pushed to use the money for development projects and to privatize the economy, an unpopular agenda in a country where the 1 million citizens have been spoiled by a cradle-to-grave welfare system. Kuwait first elected a parliament in 1963. I'm Vanessa Greco.